Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is the 27th day of November 2007. We're going to be here live for the next 3 hours. I'm your host, Alex Jones, live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back live from 9 to midnight. We have best-selling author Naomi Wolf joining us to talk about the 10 steps towards total tyranny, the 10 steps towards fascism being implemented here in the United States. She is coming up in the second hour to talk about her new book, The End of America. In the meantime, let me give you a rundown of some of the news we'll be going over today. Official 9/11 statement has now been released by the Simon Wiesenthal Center's director. And he's coming out and backpedaling on how he mixed in 9/11 truth groups in his PowerPoint presentation to the Senate investigating homegrown terror groups. He's now backpedaling on that, so we'll be going over that report for you today. Also, gun grabbers crank up anti-Second Amendment propaganda in the lead-up toward the Supreme Court ruling, historical ruling coming up early next year on the Second Amendment. The NRA is backing the California gun law of micro-stamping bullet casings. Another story here by Kurt Nemo, responding to the story Sunday out of the Boston Globe, saying there is no plan for a North American Union via the SPP, denying a North American Union. I thought we would go back and go over some of the evidence of this, including Vicente Fox on both CNN's Larry King Live and other TV programs saying they're trying to set up a North American Union, and many other quotes and documents. Plus, this morning I am sitting there at my home office with a stack of bills and documents and filings, and the Texas Workforce Commission sent me this big memorandum asking for all me to ask, answer all these questions. Every business gets it in the state. Saying we have to have this for your new North American ID number. Now, of course, Jerome Corsi broke that over a year ago, that they're telling Texas businesses and other businesses across the country to sign into the North American Community Database. Your business is registered under that. I won't be registering it, by the way, with it. And it didn't really get much traction, but here it is in my own life, just dealing with the North American Union bureaucracy about 2 hours ago. I mean, I'm living it. I'm living it because I have 7 employees here. I'm under the Texas Workforce Commission and all the unemployment laws and the rest of it, and they're telling me that I'm under the authority of the North American Union database. I mean, this isn't just in the newspaper or in a Human Events or World Net Daily report. It's physically in my hands, mailed to my house. So we'll be going over the mass hoax the media is carrying out, saying there is no plan for a North American Union, even as we're being integrated into it right now. Also, a story here from World Net Daily, general would deploy troops on U.S. soil, NORTHCOM commander ready to obey any presidential order to intervene in domestic emergencies. So that is just some of what we're going to be going over today, the Second Amendment, and a lot more. First off, though, when we get out of the first break, I want to spend some time on the Ron Paul campaign and my ideas, take them for what it's worth, on what will be the most successful and most effective for the campaign, because there has developed, I wouldn't call it a controversy, but somewhat of a debate on whether we should have a big fundraising drive now or a big 1 or 2 day event coming up December 16th and 17th. So I'll be walking through this, and you can decide for yourselves. We'll be doing a story in the next few days for PrisonPlanet.com on it. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network. Stay with us.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
This morning, I did about 15 minutes of recap research and found probably 20 links, statements, video clips of Vicente Fox, Condoleezza Rice, the Council on Foreign Relations statements, Robert Pasteur's statements, governmental documents where they state that they plan to first set up a North American community, just like the European Union was called, the European Economic Community, and then the European Community, and then the European Union. That was just literally in 15 minutes of recap research. By that, I knew that I'd seen all these past articles and quotes, so I just refreshed my memory and printed off a few of the stories so that I could go back to this Boston Globe story today and show how they claim we're wild-eyed liars, we're nuts, we're making it up, there's no such thing, there's no move, there's no push, none of this is happening. And so that is coming up. But then as I'm literally sitting there at our home computer, our home office, my wife walks over with a stack of bills to pay, checks to sign, things to look at, and she says, oh yeah, we've got this letter from the Texas Workforce Commission. It says it's voluntary for us to answer this, but it's asking all these snooping questions. And I said, okay, let me read it. And I started reading it, and can you guess what it said? Can you perhaps imagine what it said? It says, the information will be used to ensure that we assign the correct North American Industry Classification System code, the NAICS code, to the business location, and then our records contain the correct name and address. And it goes on to say it goes into the National Bureau of Labor Statistics and the state agencies cooperating in its statistical programs. And then it goes on to say integrated with the insurance program and in accordance with federal law. And then if you actually go look up the NAICS and the thousands of pages of Fourier release documents from the one suit by Judicial Watch from last year from the September 23rd Banff Canada meeting, it says this is part of the integration of not just the federal and state bodies, but also private businesses under NAFTA and GATT regulatory controls domestically. It is the integration. But this doesn't exist. So as I'm researching this morning, of course, I am then presented with documents filled with it. I mean, that's how marinated, how drowned we are in all of this. So I'm going to spend some time going over that coming up at the bottom of the hour, and then I'm going to have Naomi Wolf coming up. We're also going to have open phones in the first half of the next hour and in the third hour. Wolf's just joining us for 30 minutes on this live 27th day of November 2007. By the way, I haven't really promoted this like I should. An hour and 47 minutes of new footage, behind-the-scenes interviews, Jim Tucker, Daniel Esselin, Dr. Michael Kaufman, integrated in with different clips of globalists admitting what they're up to and different think tanks and organizations covering it, and more footage in Istanbul, Turkey for this year's Bilderberg Group meeting. That is going to be posted later this evening. The official release date, of course, is tomorrow for PrisonPlanet.tv members in game 1.5. So total, that means in-game is, with extras, more than 3 hours long. And now we're adding an hour and 47 minutes. So that is, 4 hours and 47 minutes of powerful information. Now, anybody who's doubting that they're setting up a North American Union, they need only see in-game. And if there's any other questions, then there's in-game 1.5. In-game 1.5 going up tonight. We ended up just adding even more material, an extra 20 minutes or so to it. So at least an hour and 7 minutes is already up and ready. It's going to be going up this evening. We're uploading another 40 minutes right now that we just decided to give you. And more documentation and behind-the-scenes info that didn't make it into in-game. And so that should be up by tomorrow. It may even be up tonight. But I didn't tell Aaron to do this, but I kind of just had this idea a couple days ago to add even more. And he didn't sleep. I pulled into the office this morning, and he'd stayed all night. I'm looking at him out there right now, busily working, doing a great job. So it is certainly a madhouse in here, let me tell you. In-game 1.5. And a big story concerning Endgame 1.5 will be up by the end of the transmission today. Okay, let me be very delicate with what I'm going to say here. We need big, bold actions. And when Mr. Lyman, who we've interviewed, picked up on the idea that had been put out by a few listeners of this show, we've talked to them as well, and I'm just very proud that every time it's activists out there, 99% of the time it's our listeners. I just absolutely am in love with the work you're all doing, every man, woman, and child of you out there. There are children out there on the front lines of the info war now as well. To come up with the idea to try to raise $5 million on the 5th of November, $4.23 was raised. Some people jumped the gun and gave about $500,000 the day before. So we're talking really 4.7 plus, but 4.23 raised on the 5th of November. And then conservatively, I've talked to the campaign, and they think they got about $20 million in free promotion from that. Jay Leno, CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, Fox, hundreds of local TV stations, hundreds of news articles, multiple articles in AP and Reuters and AFP, UPI. I mean, it was one of the biggest news stories that week after. And Ron Paul suddenly went from 4 points, 5 points in New Hampshire polls to 8 points, 14 points, 15 points, depending. It was that striking blow, that genius idea that came from the grassroots that didn't just raise Ron Paul $4.2 million, more than they'd raised previously in the quarter, and then now accelerating them to, what, $9.5 million for the quarter right now. They're going to easily make their goal in this quarter of the $12 million. And it captured people's imagination. It broke him through the electronic Berlin Wall. It was, again, one of the major stories, if not the major story, for at least 7 days in the news cycle. And the shockwaves have caused a huge buzz and fully activated the zeitgeist. Now, when I was interviewing Jesse Benton about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, right after the 5th of November, he was saying, yeah, this is great that happened, but now we're at pre-donation levels, at the same levels they were before the 5th. We want to continue the acceleration because they need to get the money in the next few weeks to be able to get out and buy the TV ads, buy the radio ads in the key battleground states, to get the name recognition to hopefully win or come in second place or so and have a very strong showing to catapult into the next primaries, the other string of primaries. These primaries are starting on January 5th, 6th, 9th, so we've got about a month and a half there right now. Now, some of his statements on and off air, and I agree with him, money needs to come in now, have been kind of taken to say, oh, no, let's not give on the 16th and 17th. Let's give now. No, we need to continue to give now as much as you can, and we need to continue, again, the huge base of people that woke up because of the November 5th money bomb. Our new donors, we need to reach out to more people, tell friends and family that haven't given that they should at least give $20, $30, $50. The average donation is about $40. Before the November 5th money bomb, then the average has now been about $90, according to the RonPaul2008.com website. But imagine just being 15 days or so out of the primaries on December 16th and December 17th, having a money bomb where $5 million, or close to it, it could go more, is raised each day. Imagine then all the free advertising. If $4.2 million got us at least $20 million in free advertising and hype and name recognition and every major TV program and Jay Leno, imagine what $10 million will do. Or imagine what $3 or $4 million each day, imagine what $6, $7 million in 2 days, let's be conservative, will do. We need that. Because a big stunning victory, a big stunning blow, just a week and a half, 2 weeks outside of the primaries will dwarf any TV ads or radio ads that can be bought in New Hampshire, Iowa, Michigan, Nevada, Iowa, places like that. So common sense with my brain that's pretty good at analyzing politics, that it is a no-brainer that we need to continue to buy advertising time. The Ron Paul campaign needs to continue to do that. It needs to continue to get money in to do that, but that if they raise $10 million or $8 million on the 16th and 17th, they're still going to be able to rush out and buy radio and TV ads in those states, and they're going to have all the money that they've already have coming in to be able to do that, and then we'll get the quadrupling or more in massive buzz and name recognition showing that he's a contender. That's what people need to see. A lot of people are saying, Republicans and libertarians, well, I don't want to throw my vote away, foolishly. So this is the daring stroke. This is the stunning, heroic victory that we see from the grassroots, showing the grassroots power, generating the massive media coverage, the massive info bomb. It's really simple. And so I'm going to continue to walk through this and get into this report. Ron Paul will make over $6 million in single day December 16th. That's what Vegas oddmakers are saying. One of the biggest bets going in the West right now isn't who's going to win the Super Bowl or who's going to win, you know, the Cowboys and the Green Bay Packers. It's how much money Paul's going to raise. We'll be right back.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267. It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Look out your window, baby, and I've seen your life to catch. Bandit saying Dixie, man that his hand out fit. Could be the Bueller, could be the Loca.
Sometimes.
No, there's sometimes.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us.
Well, first he's in the background, and then he's in the front. Both eyes are looking like they're on a rabbit hunt. Nobody's
so last Wednesday, Steve, responding to Ron Paul's 2008 campaign email that was sent to us and others by their director of finance, Director Jonathan Bedlink, explained, during the first few days of October, we announced our fundraising goal for the fourth quarter of $12 million raised by December 31st. But there's more. We need to have spent it by then, too. If we were to raise the entire $12 million in the last week of December, we've already raised $9.5 million before that, we would meet our fundraising goal for the quarter. But Ron Paul would stand little chance of winning the Republican nomination. What about the power of grassroots? Is it all just about TV and radio ads? Because that money would have come in too late. But it hasn't. You've already gotten $9.5 million. Time is of the essence. You see, we need to raise money well before we plan to spend it. That's because most of the expenditures that we make need to be paid for weeks in advance. For example, we need to buy crucial airtime for the December, end of December, right now. And it continues, the sooner we raise the money, the sooner that we can spread Dr. Paul's message, our message in the early primary states, time truly is money. Fact is, we have about 2 weeks to raise, this is last week, this went out last week, so we have now like a week, to raise the money for the early primaries. If you want, and if you wait a month from now to donate, your money will only be spent after the Iowa caucus goers and the New Hampshire primary voters have made up their minds. We are rapidly running out of time. The Iowa caucus is just 44 days away. New Hampshire is 49 days away. With so much ground to make up, we can't afford to waste a single day. Well, let me just say this. Money's continuing to pour in. They've spent a little more than half of the money that has come in. They're making the media buys now. More money, again, is pouring in. This Friday, we're telling everybody to try to donate some more. But if $10 million or $8 million, being conservative, comes in on the 16th and 17th, I know how media buying works. I've looked into it in local and national elections. They will have about a week and a half to 2 weeks to get those orders in to run right when you want to run them. And that's during those primary dates that start on, what, the 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 12th. There's a bunch of them. And so that's when you're going to have those very ads running, when you really want to go for bear and expend everything. So give money now, but let's not take this, because I've talked to the campaign internally, I've talked to Ron Paul off air. It's all good. Ron Paul agrees that, you know, that these money bombs are very effective. But let's continue to have a stream going in, but the exponential excitement that's caused by everyone seeing the ticker on a 1 or 2 day event going up causes everybody to throw caution to the wind, including everybody in my office without me telling them was giving, and to push it over the edge. And so give some now, folks, but remember the 16th and 17th of December. Remember the Bill of Rights Day, remember the Boston Tea Party, tying $10 million raised to those dates, they will get at least four times the media coverage that they couldn't buy. People ignore TV and radio ads. They tune out. It's the stuff that's the news. It's the news articles. It's the TV reports. It's the interviews that will be generated. The media will be reporting on it the 16th and 17th. It will then go for at least a week after, up until about the 23rd, 25th, into the holiday. Everyone will hear Ron Paul. And look what happened. We're going to write an article about this. It was the money bomb that made his New Hampshire numbers go from 4 to 8 and then 15%, depending on the poll. We can then double that again up to 30%, which in a, what, nine-way race in New Hampshire, Ron Paul will win. This is it. This is the key. And every political instinct, every InfoWar instinct I've got tells me that's the fact. So when we get back, I will get to this report here about Las Vegas saying that Ron Paul is going to raise $6 million alone. That's what the bookies are saying. On the 16th alone, they could raise another $6 million the next day. $12 million is within grasp.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN financial bulletin. Have you ever wanted to make a lot of extra cash in a way that requires very little money to get started? If so, and you have a high-speed internet connection, this may well be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. You can now get a free DVD that reveals how to make more money than any sane person can possibly spend, and do it while working part-time at home with your computer. The new DVD shows how to earn money with no employees, no rent or other overhead, and the best part is that you don't have to go into debt to get started. It's extremely easy to get this home business up and running. And if you work smart, you can start earning money in a very short period of time. The DVD is free. However, you must pay a small shipping charge. To get your DVD, simply call 888-213-1455. That's 888-213-1455. If the line is busy, please keep trying to call back. That number again is 888-213-1455.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Ron Paul continues to say the grassroots knows best that the internet discovered him, but that's the power pushing his meteoric rise to popularity and name recognition. And they're playing everything he says on the radio and on the TV. And his face in Endgame is up on the silver screen. Official, Ron Paul will make over $6 million in a single December day. And some of the biggest odds makers out there have spoken, and they've been right 99% of the time. They have to be. The odds makers have spoken, and so have the gamblers. In 2008, U.S. presidential hopeful Ron Paul supporters, the Texas Republican congressman, is destined to take in more than $6 million during an upcoming money bomb scheduled for December 16th. Now, again, they're shooting for $12 million. They've already raised $9-plus million, and December isn't even here yet. And we're talking about $6 million, according to an index of the top bookies. The bets. This is one of the biggest bets going in Vegas, in London. You can go read the news reports. Is on Ron Paul. They're betting on how much is going to be raised for Ron Paul. And if the odds makers don't get it right even a couple times, they're out of business, folks. They use all sorts of different polls and scientific indexes and experts that they interview. They're also saying he's the only Republican that has a snowball's chance in Hades of beating Hillary. Same thing I said when Paul announced 9 months ago in January. This is all political common sense. And it is so important that $5 million be raised on December 16th, then that will create massive buzz and hysteria that day, and it won't just end at midnight. Then people will have time as the zeitgeist builds power and momentum to go wild on the 17th. And if we on the web and on talk radio, and if you out there on the streets of America get the buzz going for this, as it's already there, 24,000 people have signed up at the Tea Party 2008 with Lyman and others running it. Other grassroots organizations pushing it to try to raise $10 million. They've already gotten 20-plus thousand donors to pledge that they're going to give on that date. It looks like we're going to win big time, ladies and gentlemen. $6 million is what oddsmakers are saying on December 16th, but it goes into the next day. And, folks, it could be $10 million. It could be $20 million. You hit the zeitgeist right. You break through the electronic Berlin Wall, they'll be forced to report on the 16th. It will go wild, and we'll have 24 hours more to pile on. And then if there's any politicos out there who are advising the campaign ignorantly, I believe, in the overall picture, they will certainly see where it comes from, the people, the power of the people, and it will make the 5th of November pale in significance. So start your engines, ladies and gentlemen. Get lined up, get up to the plate, and get ready for the 16th. When midnight comes around and we enter the 16th, start hammering, because it's important by the time people get up in the morning and look at it that $1 million be raised, and then it's off to the races. If by 9 a.m., 9 hours in that overnight period where there won't be as much giving, if people see $1 million raised, everything will go insane. And it is going to absolutely explode. And I look for New World Order dirty tricks. I hate to give them ideas, but I'm sure they've already got them. Hacks on the websites, you name it. We all need to have double backups. The Ron Paul campaign, I'm going to call them, by the way. I just got to get my hands in this and start. I have to do it. This is history. This is destiny. We've got to help them. They need to have a backup 2008 on separate backup denial of service attack proof systems that are on content distribution networks. They need to have the site backed up on at least 1,000 servers right now. We can give them those contacts if they don't know how to do it. We need to have everybody lined up, and they're not going to be able to stop this, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, barring the New World Order launching some terror attack that distracts everybody on the 15th or the 14th, and barring a war being started, barring really anything, with God's aid and providence here, we're talking about $6 million on December 16th. And if that happens, ladies and gentlemen, we will easily get $6 million the next day. $12 million, more than was raised in the entire quarter in 48 hours. This is your mission if you choose to accept it. Now, again, the campaign saying they love the 16th and 17th, and please do it. But they're saying, oh, but please give now. Fine, give now. Okay? Have the cake and eat it, too. The point is, the key date is the 16th and the 17th, and we're going to write an article about this in the next few days, get it up on PrisonPlanet.com. I'm asking the other sites, the Tea Party and others that have taken our advice, and we appreciate that, to please put this out on your own or adapt it however you wish. We've got the sign bomb coming up on the 16th and 17th, the rally bomb coming up, the info surge, call it whatever you want. Media doesn't like the term bomb, the public does. Okay, then the sign surge. the rally surge, the donation surge. But it is, it's an explosion. It's an evidence of InfoWar, of people rising, of the giants rising. We need to see $6 million raised on the 16th. The odds makers have spoken, and so have the gamblers. In 2008, U.S. presidential hopeful Ron Paul supporters, the Texas Republican congressman is destined to take in more than $6 million during an upcoming money bomb scheduled for December 16th. The folks at online gambling website Sportsbook, they're the biggest, have now made Ron Paul's chances of raising more than $6 million a 5-9 favorite. In other words, you would have to bet $9 to win $5 and get your initial $5 back if the amount comes in at over $6 million. for gamblers who are also Ron Paul supporters, it might be nice to have him raise $5.9 million. That bet and anything under that pays $7 for every $5 bet. The Vietnam veteran, who was the only Republican running for president who voted against going to war in Iraq, previously raised a remarkable $4.2 million-plus during a 24-hour period on November 11th. The Ron Paul campaign has a goal to raise $12 million during the fourth quarter of 2007. However, it now appears they will exceed this goal with December 16th planned money bomb, assuming gamblers and the bookies at Sportsbook are correct. Other books are saying the same thing. The congressman's campaign has already raised just over $9.2 million this quarter. The folks at Sportbooks inform gambling911.com that the Ron Paul over-under bet was witnessing tremendous action, enough to push the line from $5 million to $6 million. Again, I'm not a gambler. I don't gamble, but I've looked at gambling. I know how it works. I know that these big books are 90-plus percent of the time accurate because they have to be. Or they're out of business. And they're betting on this. Ron Paul continued to hold from the 6-1 odds of becoming the next president of the sportsbook.com. Paul is also pro online gaming because he doesn't want federal regulation and control. So there you have it. And there's other books saying the same thing or even better numbers. So let me ask you, would it be good if he raised $12 million on that day, on those 2 days, and doubled the amount raised in this quarter? Is that a good idea? I don't know. Is it a good idea to get the at least four times as much free publicity in the media and name recognition that all of his money can buy with these scoundrel TV and radio stations? That are a bunch of neocon lovers in New Hampshire and other areas, or some good mom and pops. People should sponsor them. This is the big question, ladies and gentlemen. This is what we need to happen, and this needs to happen not yesterday, not today. This needs to happen last week. We need to all reaffirm and commit and get the buzz going 10 times what it is now. And again, $6 million comes in, everything goes insane, and even more money could be raised the next day. That's just the way this works. All right, I got other issues I've got to get into, and I'm ranting on this subject. And again, the Paul campaign is for this. They love the money bomb, the money surge, the sign bomb. But I'm going to state it one more time. This is the key. The four times name recognition and publicity, it could be even bigger this time, that it will raise. The massive amounts of money it will raise, they will be able to spend a lot of it in purchases running right up into the new year at the key time. Those advertisements need to be placed. And it will just absolutely enrage enemies of liberty and freedom. That said, ladies and gentlemen, we do want to have a strong showing this Friday as well. And we have links to that up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. And we also are offering $2,600 in prize money, first place $2,000, second place $500, third place $100, for the best 60-second Ron Paul 2008 television ad for YouTube or Google. You upload it there, you email us the link, it has a little tag at the end saying it's the Truth News ad contest. That's it. And I backed it up to December 10th, so we have more time to get more entries in because I had done a good job last week going into vacation, going into an off time of promoting this. So the 10th will be the last, you know, at midnight. The next day I will judge the videos. It will be announced December 11th. And why is that important? Because each video that gets made will be seen by tens of thousands on YouTube and Google. Some will be seen by hundreds of thousands. A few will be seen by millions. And so literally we spend $2,600. A few of you make some money. You can give it to Ron Paul campaign if you want, whatever. Keep it yourself, do whatever, doesn't matter. You get the ads out there, millions see them. We create all these new ads with a big surge going into the primaries. It's just a win, 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 win. Find details at Infowars.com, big fat banner right in the middle of the page, linking over to the Truth News rules and things. But it's very, very simple. And there's another $500 prize, so I guess there's $3,100 in prizes total for whoever gets the 60-second radio ad the best. And then, of course, a lot of radio and TV stations are taking the audio of these and playing them in their shows A lot of radio and TV stations then take the internet ads and play them, talk about them, discuss them during news programs. Other talk show hosts play them, so millions more will see it. Again, we can spend $3,100 and hit millions and millions more. I'm just doing my part. And with you helping me, and I'm helping you, we can do this together. All right, I'm just total Ron Paul mania now. I need to control myself. Just get aggressive. This is the big push. And regardless, even if they steal the election or cheat and Ron Paul doesn't win, which he's got a shot at doing now, he's injecting in all these debates and all these discussions the inflation tax, the war, the fraud, war provocations, the open borders. He's pro-life. He's injecting and popularizing and bringing the controlled left over into becoming patriots, libertarians, truthers, whatever you want to call it. We're breaking the mold of the left-right paradigm. This is setting the model for future campaigns and future grassroots movements and setting the destiny of what's going to happen in the future. This is a key, critical time in history. Every major sociologist, person that studies trends, futurists are saying the same thing. This is so central right now, what we do in this key time. Don't sit on the sidelines. Get on the field. Get in the arena. Be part of history, ladies and gentlemen, and know, be able to tell your grandchildren you fought in the info war, you stood up, you did the right thing. I mean, call RonPaul2008.com, give them $20 right now. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. And tell them they need to get out there and push the money bomb. Because you notice they're kind of standoffish on November 5th, just waiting to see what happens. They love seeing it being a grassroots movement, but we need to understand this money bomb is 1,000 times more important than the last. Each step is exponential in the growth. This is the true zeitgeist. You've seen a shadow of the zeitgeist now, and it's been massive. If he raises $6 million in that first day, it will explode into the next day. All right, I've already said that. It's as clear as the nose on your face. It's destiny. Take hold of it now. RonPaul2008.com or 1-800-RON-PAUL. I'm absolutely out of control today. I'm now going to set this aside. I am now going to set this aside and try to calm myself. Okay. I'm going to play this minute and a half trailer for Endgame 1.5 that's coming out while I compose myself and get my notes together on the NAU, and then we'll come back and cover that in great detail and counter all these disinfo pieces in literally hundreds of papers the last month saying it doesn't exist. Here is Endgame 1.5.
In 1973, the Club of Rome actually published a diagram showing that they wanted to divide the world up into 10 different regions, financial regions. They called them actually financial kingdoms, in which each kingdom would have its own separate economic integrity, so that they would be able to carry forth the types of supervision, the types of economic flow and so forth that is necessary to stabilize what is going on in the world and provide the mechanism, the structure, architectural structure, to begin the population reduction that they've always been wanting to promote.
Pending before the UN for at least 3 years now is legislation to impose a direct tax on all the people on Earth, their favorite being a 10-cent tax on barrel oil head, that he was established the precedent of the UN directly taxing individuals throughout the world.
The United States and Canada are more or less are one nation now, because you know you have the military code sharing. So the United States and Canadian military basically are working on the same wavelength.
Our entire infrastructure is being seized by criminals, but the people of Texas and the United States are rising to resist it.
Endgame. Endgame. 1.5. At about 7, 8 o'clock tonight, you'll be able to watch the first two 35-minute apiece parts, and then another 40 minutes will be going up tomorrow. That's a more than an hour and 40-plus minutes, an hour and 47 minutes total. Will be up on the web. The first two parts, or an hour and 7 minutes of it, will be up by this evening for PrisonPlanet.tv members. And also think about this Christmas season, giving and PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Just create a username and passcode. Takes about a minute to sign up. And then just email it to friends and family with an image of a card saying, here is your gift. Dozens of documentary films in super high quality. Multiple ebooks, hundreds of special report TV programs. PrisonPlanet.tv. Or go to Infowars.com and get Loose Change Final Cut or Endgame on DVD. Both available right now at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Take action. Expose the globalists.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say that chocolate to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there to drink my wine. Come and take my.
All right, we're back live. I'm going to get into the North American Union now, a little bit of the next hour, then we're going to open the phones up at 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Official. Ron Paul will make over $6 million in single day, December 16th. Talk about capturing the hearts and minds of the people. All right, getting back into the North American Union. Sunday, as a lot of you know, the Boston Globe wrote a story with the headline, NAU Conspiracy Theories. And then it goes on for five pages of tiny type to say none of it exists, it's insane, it's no big deal, it's just the three governments working with each other, and no one ever proposed it or talked about it, and it's just evil, wicked folks that are afraid of the future, who are lying to the public, and why we've convinced the public. Now, the establishment has done this before. We've gotten the Club of Rome documents. We've gotten the first Bilderberg Group documents. They started it by saying it was a steel agreement, tariffs and trades in Europe. But from day one, it was to be a European Union. Then they called it a European Community, which is what the CFR and Robert Pastor's own big treatise put out a few years ago says. So they're already calling it an economic community. And then the next step is calling it a union. And they denied it there, too. People said, oh, this is to get rid of our currencies and get rid of our union. And for more than a decade, they said, oh, no, that's a conspiracy theory. You can go pull the articles in the 80s. None of that exists. What are you talking about? These people are nuts. Is there an EU? They said it was a conspiracy theory that was a plan to set up an African union. Is there an African union now? Is APEC setting up in Asia an Asian union? Now they've now announced it. By next year, they want to have it set up. And when they set up the new system, it then removes the checks and balances, the old systems of due process, of common law that exist in some nations. That's why they want to do it, and it transfers the authority. Now, I know you as an audience know this. You research it yourself. But the bigger issue here is how does the media get away, the dominant control corporate press? I mean, I've seen stories in the Bakersfield paper, in the L.A. Times, in the New York Times, in the Washington Post, in the Boston Globe, in the Miami Herald. I mean, they're everywhere. I've probably seen over 100 the last couple months just saying the same thing. It's crazy. It doesn't exist. They're liars. And they count on you, they count on the public, not going and looking at SPP documents on the SPP's own website. They'll even deny it exists on their own website, and then right under it have links to the documents that actually say they're doing it. It's kind of like a contract that says you've got all these rights and freedoms, but then in the fine print you need a huge magnifying glass to read it says you have no rights. It's like the UN has 31 charters, 31 articles in its United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights, but in 29 and 30 it says you have no rights. It gives you 28 great rights, and then the last two says you have no rights, or is it 30 and 31? So it's the same trick they do over and over again. I mean, they've got a Tobin tax they're on the verge of passing, wellhead oil taxes, law of the sea treaty taxes, literally hundreds of carbon taxes they're pushing that all give a piece to the UN to make it autonomous right on the verge of global government. It's all happening. You can read the treaty. The general public's still not aware of it. It's all happening now. So when we get back, I'm going to play Vicente Fox talking about how this is meant to grow into a North American Union. It's in their own documents, but he can say it on CNN. He can say it on other national venues, but still we don't exist. I demand that the Boston Globe and others report on what he's saying. I demand they report on what the SPP says. They're knowingly lying to their readers.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.